But tonight we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 8, where in the beginning of this chapter, we have the persecution that arises against the church. Saul, of course, having a great part in that. And verse 4 tells us about the scattering of the Christians and what they did. They preached the word when they went. And then we focus in on one such individual who went preaching the word, and this was Philip, who we're told in verse 5 went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Here's a transformation in the city of Samaria. And at this time, as you know, the gospel is going forth to primarily, at this point, the Jewish people who are scattered in different areas. You know, you get to Acts chapter 10, and there begins the efforts to communicate the gospel also to the Gentiles as well. But here primarily we're looking at, you know, these individuals here. And, you know, of course, in the region of Samaria, you have Jews. You have some who are, you know, the half Jew, half Gentile, the Samaritans. But these individuals, as they listen to the proclamation of the gospel, when it says he preached Christ, this, of course, has to do with preaching all about Jesus. Why? Who is he? What does he mean to me? Why did he come? What did he do? And where has he gone? What does all this mean? Is he coming back? Yes, of course, he's coming back. Preaching Jesus includes a whole lot. And of course, preaching Jesus, when you preach Christ, you have to, of course, preach about the church as well. Because Jesus Christ is the head of the church. So you have the picture in the scriptures of the head and the body composing the fullness of Christ, who is over the church. Christ, who is all in all. So Philip preached Christ to them. And all of these people, multitudes, so many people, it says, were listening to the message that was proclaimed. And then they also witnessed what was being done. During this time, you didn't have the scriptures to turn over to. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to talk about what Jesus spoke on concerning what you have to do to be saved. He said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. You didn't have that. So they spoke, but they confirmed that message to be divinely given by performing these miracles. And some of them are listed here. Can you imagine living during this time where demon possession became a relatively common thing? You know, the only time that God is going to allow demon possession to occur is when the cure for demon possession is also available. Because when people were possessed by demons, they were not in their right mind. And they didn't have control over what they were doing. The demons were in control. But it served a purpose for a little tiny window of time in human history to demonstrate God's power over everything, including nature, as we know, Jesus' miracles, walking on water, peace be still, storms are calm, to the dead being brought back to life, or the blind, suddenly they're able to see, lame people getting up and walking, leaping, praising God. So everything, including the strange and scary supernatural world. You know, there's always been the stories about, you know, the devil, the demons, and the dark things, and the occult, and all this stuff. And these are the kind of things that put, you know, fear into people's hearts. Well, these were the times when they lived and witnessed and saw the power of Satan, those demons that possessed people. And sometimes there may have been one, sometimes there were many, even legion, we're told, possessing or within the body of one individual. On those occasions, when God's servants came into contact with such individuals, they had no choice but to respond because the divine power of God was speaking to them. So when a person spoke in the name of Christ, was a servant of the God Most High, the devils, the demons had to depart from the person that they were presently possessing. And God demonstrated his power over the spiritual realm as well. With a loud voice, these people would cry out. The demons would come forth from them. And in other passages, we are told that those people then were found to be in their right mind. Being possessed by a demon caused people to run around naked at times. Sometimes they had superhuman strength, as it were, even being chained. They could break the chains. So it was a different sort of thing than we're ever used to seeing. God's power brought the paralyzed to a state of full health. People who were lame were also fully restored to a normal state, and being able to walk, they were filled with joy and praise God. And this city was a place where great joy was found. The true happiness that came to people's life was the happiness that would be tied to the spiritual things that they came to understand. Because you might be healed of demon possession. You might be made to be able to function normally after being paralyzed, or either all of your body couldn't move, or from a certain portion down you can't move, or if you were lame, never able to walk, and suddenly you're able to walk. Those were joyous things. But every single one of those persons then grew old, feeble, and then died. The joy is to be found in the fact that God has promised us eternal life, that Christ Jesus, who was preached to them, included the message of forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life and the work that is to fill the lives of those who are part of the body of Jesus Christ here and now. We are the most blessed people in this world, and we have the greatest work in all of the world to be a part of. You have joined the greatest team. You ever been standing there on the sidelines and they're picking teams? All right, I want you, and I want you, and there you are, and you're waiting, and you're not being picked. Well, the Lord has selected you as a child of God, and you are on the winning team. The Lord is with you, Jesus Christ is with you, and the Spirit-given Word is before us. And the instructions that we need and all that we have to direct our steps to heaven is supplied. We need only to be devoted and committed to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to seek out the guiding light that God gives us. The path is already fixed. We have to walk therein. And living that holy life, declaring to the world Jesus Christ, and showing by our daily living Jesus Christ living in us, will enable others to see something that will transform their lives. We'll take care of pulling Satan out of people's lives today. It won't be demon possession, but it'll be the sin and the ugliness and the darkness of that sin being washed away from people's lives. And no longer will Satan dominate their lives because they give their lives over to sin, but now they will choose to cast Satan out of their lives. And they will begin to live a life fully devoted to God. Servants, slaves of righteousness instead of sin. You can make that decision tonight if you're not a Christian, to believe in Jesus Christ, to repent of your sins, to confess your faith in Him, and to be baptized so that your sins can be washed away, begins the Christian life. The end of this life results in the receiving of great things. You may finish your Christian walk by dying. Your Christian walk could possibly end because Jesus comes again, but the end of it all is eternal life. It's the blessings that God has spoken about in His Word, the casting off of the frail fleshly body and the putting on of the immortal, and then the receiving of all the promised joys of heaven that God has prepared for you. Are you a child of God but wayward? Perhaps the zeal and the fire within has been lost, and you need to be thinking about what you need to turn back to, the dedication and the commitment to God that has been lost. If you need to respond to your Lord tonight, we would encourage you to do that as we stand and sing.